with this KLAM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. We had a busy day in golf, specifically around the area. Let's take a look at some of the results on our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in girls golf at the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's Communities girls hosting a meet with some of the Sioux City schools, all the Sioux City schools, in fact. The Bulldogs took home a second place finish, shooting a 203, and were only two strokes off the winning team from Bishop Heelan. The Bulldogs also had runner-up medalist Kinley Schmidt taking home a second individual finish with a 49 on nine holes. The Bulldogs also had a couple of golfers in the top 10. Jada Pluger shot a 50 and finished in fifth. Taylor Mackey with a 51 finished in ninth. And Maya Scove, the other scoring golfer, placed 13th individually with a 53 on nine holes in a field of six teams. This was just the second meet of the year for the Bulldogs, as they've got another busy, jam-packed week. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. First, in the War Eagle Conference, Hinton, a winner in a battle of unbeatens against Akron Westfield at Deer Run Golf Course yesterday. The Blackhawks won by one stroke by a score of 197 to 198. And when you go into a matchup between undefeated teams, you kind of know that you need to have your A game if you want to stay atop your conference. Hinton head coach Joel Small says the Blackhawks definitely answered that call, and they answered the pressure as well.
I think the girls knew coming in they were going to have to play, and I talked to them a little bit today about, you know, just try to beat the pair that you're with and stay with the pair that you're with and compete. And our girls are competitive, even in practice, like I've said before. And tonight was just a good night. It was a good night to have them on our home course.
It was a good night for Ashlyn Kramer as well. She medaled for the Blackhawks with a 44, but it was a whole team effort to get this one, whether it was Brooklyn Geddes' 47 or Andy Joe Walker's 52 or any others. Coach Small was very pleased with everyone having an impact.
My one and two are just, they came out and they played good golf tonight. 44, 47, I take that every night of the week. And then I think Andy Joe came in with a 52. She had shot a 51 the other night. She's playing some good golf. So I think we took a 54 for a score. I think we had two girls at 54. So consistency, you just need that. And I think everybody knows they can take a couple strokes here or there. So that's what we're going to keep working at.
And to keep this momentum rolling now as an unbeaten team, the Blackhawks need to continue to be their best cheerleaders. Coach Small says the girls have done a good job of keeping positive communication high when out on the course together.
I think the girls that are playing together right now get along well with one another. And I just think having that person in your group to know that if I screw up or if I play well, someone's going to say something to me, you know, to keep my head up or to, hey, great shot. So I think that's good to hear from your teammates.
And the Blackhawks will turn around right away for a home duel with Sioux City East today at Deer Run Golf Course. The Akron Westfield golfers on the leaderboard. Josie Smith shot a 47, placed third. Allie Sawyer, Lainey Schutneck tied for fourth. They both had a 48 individually. Other War Eagle Conference girls golf scores. MMCRU defeated South O'Brien 227 to 233. Royals got a second place finish from Allie Olson. Third place from Jaden Young. They shot 55 and 56 respectively. Cassie Weiler in the top five with a 58. Finally, in War Eagle Conference girls golf, Harris Lake Park 226 over George Little Rock, who did not have enough golfers. In the Western Valley Conference, a meet in Holstein saw Kingsley Pearson River Valley take home a fifth place finish with a 212. MVAOCOU won the meet with a 189. Ridgeview was second with a 199. West Monona took home third with a 204. It was Jordan Sitzman who was a second place individual golfer for the Panthers. She shot a 44 to lead the way for KPRV, who again finished in fifth in that Western Valley Conference meet in Holstein. We go now to the other side of the Hinton Akron Westfield boys of golf duel, I should say, where the Westerner boys golf team, they kept their unbeaten streak alive to start the season with a 7-stroke 168 to 175 victory over the Blackhawks. This matchup was only the second time that the Westerners were within single digits of their opponent when the scores were totaled. Head coach Todd Cold attributes that to the difficulty of Deer Run and how it challenges you as a golfer.
This is a tough golf course if you're not familiar with it. You really have to manage your game here. And, you know, at times we did that well and at times we did not. And we just don't play this course enough to score real well on it.
Starting to sound like a broken record, but Carter Wilkin led the Westerners on the individual leaderboard. He shot a 39 on 9 holes, and it locked up his 7th medalist honor of the season, starting to run out of room with all those medals. Coach Colt says the results speak to the dedication Wilkin shows in bettering his game during the offseason and even in season.
Carter is very committed to becoming a better player. You can play a lot and not work on your game. Carter plays a lot and works on his game.
And even as an undefeated team, the Westerners know it will take some more strokes off their scores to get back to the state tournament after missing out last year. Coach Colt says that means guys further down the leaderboard need to step up and lower their scores.
We got to get some consistency out of our 3 through 6 players. And once they get where they can shoot 2 or 3 strokes under bogey consistently, it's going to make us way more competitive as a team.
And the Westerners turn right around. They take on South O'Brien today at Akron Golf Club. Other leaders on the individual leaderboard in that matchup, Max Costello took home second place finish for Hinton with a 41. Jackson Marnock of Akron Westfield and Caden Barrett each shot 42. Luke Minen rounded out the top 5 with a 43. The MMCRU boys golf team defeated South O'Brien. Another close one. Royals are always in tight duels. 167 to 169. It was Braden Olson meddling for the Royals in the victory with a 39. Kyler Bork finished in third with a 41. Camden Bork rounded out the top 5 with a 43. Harris Lake Park defeated George Little Rock 176 to 182. Trinity Christian a 202 to 212 winner over Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Finally, in boys golf of the Western Valley Conference, it was a good day for KPRV. The Panthers win their first Western Valley Conference boys golf meet of the season. It was held at Brookside Golf Course, and KPRV shot a 167, 4 strokes better than OABCIG in second. Ridgeview and Westwood brought up third and fourth. Individually, Vincent Colling shot a 38. He was runner-up medalist. Cole Beeson shot a 42 as the next best Panther golfer. We move on down our scores and results page to girls soccer, where it was a goal fest out in Storm Lake. The Lamar's Community girls soccer team defeated Storm Lake 7-4, high-scoring contest there, thanks in large part to Zoe Wickup outscoring the Tornadoes on her own. She had 5 goals yesterday. That's a new season high. She now has 17 goals on the season. That ranks comfortably in the top 10 in the state in all classes this year. Grace Van Otterloo, Meta Scove, each tacked on a goal as well. Sarah Brown dished out a couple of assists, and Kaylee Schmidt was a pretty good brick wall. She had 9 saves for the Bulldogs in the victory. Boys soccer and MRAC action. Lamar's going down to Council Bluffs to take on Abe Lincoln. The Lynx got the better of the Bulldogs there. A 3-0 decision. Sioux City North beat Sioux City West 4-0. We go to the track. Girls track and field from yesterday. The Alta Aurelia Warrior Invitational. And the team leaderboards has Sioux Central winning that meet with 213 points. Alta Aurelia in second with 147. Further down the leaderboard, it was MMCRU in fourth with 83 points as a team. Remsen St. Mary's brought home a top 5 finish with 51 points. Girls highlights from that meet for MMCRU. Some good long distance running in the 3,000 meter run. Alyssa Piazadovich was second with a 13:33.37. Audrey Etter, 14:06.08, right behind her in third. Girls discus throw, Chloe Olish, a second place finish, 86 feet and 1 inch, her best mark. And in the girls shot put, Ashley Hurtado, a second place finish at 27 feet 5 inches for MMCRU. For Remsen St. Mary's, Claire Schrader showing off once again. She finishes second in the 100 meter dash at 13.19 seconds and then wins the 100 meter hurdles at 15.5 seconds. Going to be good practice in the 100 hurdles for the Drake relays later today, or later this week, I should say. Girls sprint medley saw Hallie Gallis, Whitney Jensen, Hallie Bunkers and Mia Matkin finish in second with a 2:03.54, and that great shuttle hurdle team did it again. It was Hallie Gallis, Maya Bunkers, Whitney Jensen, and Claire Schrader winning the event at a time of 1:08.72. On the boys' side of that meet, it was another win for the MMCRU boys track team. They just can't stop winning track meets. They have gone 6-for-6 now, 175 points for the Royals, getting wins all over the place. Wyatt Olish wins the 800-meter run. Brandon Dreckman was second. Caden Gallis sweeps the 16 and 3,200-meter run. Clint Staub was second of the 3,200. Mitchell Schneff wins the discus. Lucas Brown wins the high and the long jump. jump, and then the boys 4x800-meter relay of Lucas Brown, Wyatt Olish, Connor Gallus, and Brandon Dreckman take home that event. The Remsen St. Mary's boys placed 10th, scoring 2 points. But that was not the only boys track going on yesterday. The Cherokee Tomahawk Relays saw the Lamar's boys come in a close third place finish. Spencer at 179 points. MOC Floyd Valley 164. Bulldogs not too far behind with a 157 team total. Trace Obink, winner of two events. He takes the 800 meter run at 2 minutes flat. Then he wins the 3200 meter run 10:11.98. He was flying in the discus throw. How about Evan Jalis and Seth Vanderslice? Second and third place finishes, each throwing over 120 feet. And in the high jump, Wanding Hosnian goes 6 feet 4 inches, and he claims gold in that event. Further down our scores and results page, we go to tennis now. Girls tennis in the Missouri River Conference. Lamar is dueling 8th-ranked Bishop Helin. The Crusaders get the better of the Bulldogs in that matchup 9-0. Sioux City East 5-4 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson over South Sioux City 8-1. Boys tennis at the MRAC, same two, Crusaders and Bulldogs going at it in Sioux City this time, and it would be the Bishop Helin boys winning a close 6-3 decision. There were a lot of these matchups that could have gone either way. We had 2 7-point tiebreakers. One of them went the way of the Bulldogs in singles. 9-8 decision for Ian Penny wins the 7-point tiebreaker 7-1. Ryder Mullally and Joe Rasmussen win their singles courts by scores of 8-2. And some very close doubles matchups that just unfortunately did not go the Bulldogs' way in the loss. 8th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton, 9-0 winner over Sioux City West. Kemper Catholic, 7-2 over Sioux City North. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson beat Audubon 6-3 in boys tennis. All this information is on our website at KLEM1410.com. We go now to the sports schedule for today. In track, it's going to be a busy track day around Plymouth County. The Lamar's girls head to Cherokee for the Tomahawk Relays girls running. Galen Catholic, Hinton, and Kingsley Pearson River Valley, they're heading to Lawton Bronson for a meet hosted by the Eagles. Akron Westfield is at the West Lion meet today, and the Remsen St. Mary's girls are scheduled to head to OABCIG for a meet hosted by the Falcons. To girls tennis, Storm Lake is at Lamar's tonight. Bishop Helin at Denison Schleswig, Sioux City North, at Spirit Lake Okoboji. Boys tennis, Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Sioux City East, and Bishop Helin is at Sioux City West. To golf today, Lamar's girls hosting Sergeant Bluff Luton. Just a duel there. That's at Willow Creek Golf Course. Wargo Conference Golf, Galen Catholic at Remsen St. Mary's. South O'Brien's at Akron Westfield. Sioux City East is at Hinton. That's a girls-only duel. A boys-only duel as MMCRU hosts Trinity Christian. George Little Rock's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, and West Sioux is at Harris Lake Park. Western Valley Conference Golf, the KPRV girls are hosting a quad. The boys' quad is at Correctionville, so also hosting it too. Girls' soccer, it is Sioux City East at Lamar's tonight in an MRAC matchup. Sioux City West at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Thomas Jefferson is at North, and Helin is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Boys' soccer, Lamar's is at Sioux City East, North at Thomas Jefferson. Sergeant Bluff Luton at Bishop Helin, and Abe Lincoln is at West. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.